All right, everyone. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 219. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here, as always. 2021. So, I got a lot to talk to you about today, and this is just an audio episode. There's no lesson or anything, and what I like to do in the beginning of the year, or towards the end of the year, is release a podcast on my thoughts for jazz piano, my thoughts for jazz piano school in general, the business, education, what I'm planning on doing, where I'm going, the things I'm doing, so on and so forth, etc. So a lot of changes are going to be happening for jazz piano school, and this has been the result of a lot of different things in my life, one of them being overwhelm and stress, as I'm sure we all have. And I came to this epiphany really towards the end of the year, starting the holidays, especially from COVID, where I felt that I just wanted to breathe more, right? I just wanted more space. And I'm sure as all of us can relate, during COVID, I've felt an immense longing for connection. For connection, for my friends, for my family. I haven't seen my family in over a year. Granted, I probably would have seen them if they live on the same coast as me, but they don't. My parents are older. Just didn't want to risk it, right? 65 and older. My mom just turned 69. So I've been longing for connection, and COVID's really put things into perspective about what's important in life, right? What is important in life? Well, I've narrowed it down to a couple things. Family, friends, and social interaction, right? With people, connection. That's about it, right? And then the arts is like fourth, probably. Family, friends, connection with people, and then the arts. Everything else besides that literally does not matter. You can't take money with you when you die, right? We're all going to die. And obviously we know, well, we all should know, money doesn't buy happiness, right? You could be a billionaire, still be completely unhappy. And what does bring people happiness is connection with people, family, friends. And like I said, the arts, music, writing, any creative activity. And it's in the hard times, as the world, as humanity experiences joy, trauma, pain, silence, waiting. It's in all those times that the arts flourish and they really help people along in their journey. And so without those things, like I said, life is pretty much just black and white, right? Or gray, I should say. Very gray. Just mundane. Things aren't as joyful as they usually are. Things aren't as lively. They're not as fun. And I've experienced all of this, I'm sure you have too, throughout COVID. So, what I'm getting at is that in jazz piano school, my sole mission and purpose is to always help. It's to always provide the best jazz piano education to people all over that expresses my philosophies on jazz piano education, which are quite different from a lot of people's, and I believe truly, truly empowering, inspiration, and motivational, structured, organized, obviously, for all of you members out there that are currently members of Jazz Piano School, and all that combined into one. Right? I believe in my product, my education, my philosophy, and just my way of teaching because I believe in it myself, but besides that, I've seen it with my own eyes help and transform people, not just in their playing, but like in their lives, right? Music isn't just about playing notes. It's about the feeling. It's about the feeling that it gives us. When we're able to feel great because we've made progress in a faster way, that is what's most important. When we're able to sit down and perform a piece and feel good about it, confident, and can smile, and not feel doubtful, guilty, or you know, just icky inside that we didn't do well, that's worth everything. Like, that's worth tens of thousands of dollars. Like, that if we could bottle that feeling right there, I mean, that's what life's about, right? And I've really realized that in COVID. And so that's always been my sole purpose, is to help as many people who are interested do that, right? Through the best of education. And I'm on a lifelong journey to improve Jazz Piano School, make it better. If you've been with us since the beginning, since 2014 or 15 right now, I don't even really remember. I guess it's almost been about 6 years now. I mean, Jazz Piano School started as just the most dinky thing ever. And it's the most, like, with the release of our new update last October, 3.0, we've just been getting raving reviews about it. And, you know, I'm not stopping anytime soon, but I'm always thinking and pondering how I can make it better, how I can reach more people, how I can spread the word, how I can connect more with people and show them, hey, there's this amazing thing here. I had a conversation back and forth with a member the other day, and they said, wow, Brendan, if I had known about this when I first retired, like 15 years ago, I would be playing gigs, I would be living my dream, but I've been floundering and just kind of swimming in circles, feeling lost this entire time because I've just been navigating, you know, libraries of jazz piano videos, going onto YouTube, buying memberships at one site, then switching to another site, right? With no really step-by-step actionable plan to help me get better. And your education, because of the curriculum you provide, has changed my life. And guess what? I felt the exact same way. I felt the exact same way. If I had had Jazz Piano School when I was younger, I could have shaved 20 years off my jazz piano journey and reached the point, like a point that I was really satisfied and content with, like years earlier. It's incredible. So I'm always looking to improve it, and what it's grown to right now, it's completely just awesome. Awesome. I love it. I'm so confident in everything that we provide. And again, like I said, I'm trying to make it better. Anyway, so going into 2021, you know, I've been really thinking and pondering how to deliver the most results to students. How do we deliver the most results? Because a lot of information that we provide and educators provide out there, they're gems, right? They're shiny objects. And this is kind of more along the lines of marketing, right? I mean, it's too bad, but like the stuff that's the most fun for you to play and learn, unfortunately, guess what? It's the stuff that's going to help you the least, right? You should really write that down. Remember that in life. I mean, that holds true for everything you do. Think about another hobby. Think about something you're really, really good at, right? All the fun stuff that we want to learn in life, that's the stuff that is going to help us get better the least. Golf, right? I just want to play golf. I love golf. You probably hear me talk about it a lot. I haven't played golf in a while now, but I played yesterday. And again, I mean, whacking away at the ball is one thing. That's fun. But really dialing in your discipline to correct your swing and practice. You know, some people may find it fun. I find it fun. But most people, I'm talking about the majority of people, like that's hard to do. And it's not fun practice, right? It's grueling. It's time consuming. It requires a lot of mental energy and discipline to make sure you are actually practicing the stuff that you need to get better and move the needle. Otherwise, and this is what my whole live presentation was about in the beginning of the year, otherwise you're not moving the needle. If you practice, I say practice leniently, is that a word? With lenience, quote unquote, right? If you're playing the stuff you know, that's fun, licks, transcription, stuff like that, that stuff's not really making you better. It's not giving you an understanding of the education. It's not really giving you the fundamentals, the movements in your hands that you need to become a better jazz pianist. So with all of this, I've been thinking how I can make you better. How can I make you better faster, quicker, and give you the tools that you need? Now, we've been producing the Lick of the Week. We've been producing podcasts, right? And obviously, this is a podcast. And we've been doing that for a while now, and I'm going to be changing things in 2021. I've scrapped the Lick of the Week because I don't believe that it's actually helpful to the bottom line of your progress. Now, we have over 200 Lick of the Weeks. At this point, I mean, I don't think you need any more, okay? And again, the Lick of the Weeks are just, they're just fun things. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Like, I sound like an old curmudgeon, right? Oh, you don't have any fun, right? You definitely need some fun, but like, it can be presented in a way that's helpful, educational, will progress the needle, and it's fun. Right, and the Lick of the Week, although it was fun, it didn't hold true for the other things I just mentioned, right? It really wasn't helping you get better. Like, sure, you learn some more lines, but that's not really what jazz piano is about. There's so much more to jazz piano than just those lines, right? Just licks. I hate that. So I'm going to be doing live sessions, and I'm going to be recording live podcasts. The podcasts I'm going to be doing are going to be live now. So I'm going to be doing live podcast streams that you can actually come on to and watch me and then have a Q&A with me after. So all the podcasts I do during the month are going to be live. They're going to be live streams. So you can actually hear me record the podcast. You can talk with me. You can see me teach. And if you weren't on my first live session that I started in the beginning of the year in 2021, definitely go check that out because I have a new rig, a new live stream rig. It's really awesome. The first round, it didn't work. The second, the next day I tried again and it did work and it was awesome. It was so much fun. And so there's a live chat area. You can chat with me. You can connect with me. We can have fun. We can joke around. And if you're new to Jazz Piano School or you've never experienced what I'm about, I invite you to come on the chat. Come on to the live podcast. Now, you can think about this as like a live television program, you know, like SNL, you know, when they record the live, the programs, you know, with a live audience. It's the same thing. Essentially, I'm going to be recording these live podcast lessons with a live audience, right? That's you. So you can come on, you can join, you can learn, right? And you can ask me questions about really anything. I mean, hopefully you can ask me questions about what I'm teaching, right? But also, I'm also open to answering some other questions at the end. And so those live podcasts I'll be doing, also be doing live, other live trainings, you know, throughout the month as well. And I'm just trying to connect with anyone. Now, that's going to be a little different for members. Members obviously get a little bit more than that. If you are a member of Jazz Piano School, you're going to get more access to things. But just for people that are not members, I still want to help everyone as much as possible. That's why I'm really dedicated to producing as much free content for people to help them, you know, as possible. I love my members dearly, the Freedom Learners inside of Jazz Piano School. But I also love everyone else trying to, you know, going at this that are passionate about Jazz Piano School and learning. So it's really, really fun for me to produce content and produce podcasts and do this, you know, speak to you right now the way I am right now. So that's how 2021 is going to change. And I'm really making a conscious effort to connect with you more and allow people into my space so I can help you as best as I possibly can. So that's really the epiphany I had and wanted to portray to you. Now, obviously, these are going to be recorded, so you can go back to them as well. You can revisit that. And, you know, Jazz Piano School obviously has a wealth of information already on it, so feel free to check that out. And clearly, you know, the members area I'm going to be working at a lot as well to change that up. Give more connection to the members. They're going to be getting Q&As, live lessons, guest lessons with my staff, Sterling, Trent, a lot of access, a lot more access to us as well. And then we're going to be, hopefully, I'm thinking about creating a group program for about 20 students max. These 20 students would get access to myself, Trent, and Sterling. They would get private lessons. They would get group lessons from me, and really intimate training and education. And you can think about this as the highest level of jazz education. I mean, this is going to be full-blown collegiate level training for people that are interested. Very serious, very in-depth, very specific, right? The highest of quality education in a very intimate setting. And again, at a fractional cost that what you would pay to obviously go to school for jazz piano, right? I paid about $200,000, you know, for my jazz piano education. People pay $100,000, $50,000. to get education from the pros. Now, I've turned, you know, like I'm now pro. I'm not a student anymore. So are my staff, right? We're fully gigging musicians, playing with lots and lots of big named cats out there. And, you know, we know, like, we can share experiences that you will literally not get anywhere else. And again, that's what I was looking to get from my collegiate experience going, attending the New School University. I was looking to get that high level training. I was looking to get really hands-on with all my different types of teachers on different aspects, rhythm, theory, group playing, everything, voicings, improv. You know, I wanted to get all that experience. I wanted to get into, just dive deeper. That's exactly when I went to school, because I loved it so much, right? And as musicians, we're willing to pay and invest in our education because the arts are an amazing, amazing thing. I'd much rather invest a lot of money into my arts education than a house, a car, or anything like that, because music is going to give back to you for the rest of your life. It's the same for any craft, right? Painting, writing, any sort of arts, cooking, all these amazing activities that involve creativity, involve our soul, expression, these things give back to us for the rest of our life, right? We're literally gardening. We're farming. We're planting our seeds for the rest of our life so we can reap the rewards as we grow, as we're creative, as we develop an outlet for our expression throughout life. Now, these things have saved me in so many times. Like, I don't even know where I'd be in COVID if I didn't have music. Like, doing what? Watching Netflix? Watching Hulu? You know? Just like, my brain would be completely mush. But thank God for music. Like, thank God I have this outlet. I can go to the piano. I can sit down. I can make music. I can write music. I can teach music. It's such an amazing outlet to have, like, this valuable resource that's just second to none in my life that I can always go to no matter what, no matter what happens, right? Trauma in my life, you know, like I lose my condo or my parents die, or I have a death in the family, my girlfriend's, you know, who knows? Music will always be, those are, you know, very, very serious things. I, you know, God forbid, I'm gonna knock on some wood here, but those are very serious things. And, you know, death is a part of life. Like, my parents are gonna pass. I love them dearly at some point. And to move through different types of trauma in our life, no matter what it is, it could be abuse, depression, all these different things, the arts and music are so important to us. They literally can bring us into the light. They can bring us through the pain, through the suffering, and get us to the other side that we need to be at in order to survive in life. Not many things can do that. Money's not going to do that for you. Netflix is not going to do that for you. But having some sort of creative outlet, like music, that can do that. It can seriously save lives. It can transform your life and change your life like you wouldn't imagine. So that's why it's so important to invest in music. And like I said, I would never have taken it back. Yeah, I spent a lot of money on my music education, and I still want to. I never regret a single penny that I've spent to this day on my musical education. I've bought in different types of things in my life, right? I'm not a big spender, but like, I don't have a lot of money anyway, but like my car, I have a 2004 RAV4, you know, that was $11,000. Like, I could have used that to improve my musical knowledge in some way or some other, you know, area of expert, you know, craft that I'd want to. I love cooking. I love bartending. Making cocktails is really fun for me. All that stuff, writing, anything. Just education in general is such an amazing, amazing outlet for people. And I've regretted purchases I've made in the past, and I've definitely blown money, but I've never regretted one penny that I've ever spent on any type of artistic education that has improved my art. And nor should you ever, ever, right? A lot of times people look at the price, and I see this of lessons, private lessons, and, you know, I get that something's too expensive for you, but if I've also seen a lot of people prioritize, and it's really disrespectful to me when I hear, like, let's say for gigs, for example, you know, or or when someone's trying to get music for free because they look down on musicians, right? You cost money to come play for us, like, or when people are, people will try and get music for free, like, hey, yeah, come play for free, you'll get a lot of exposure. Now, yeah, that's true to some sense, but like as a professional musician, right? I mean, we value our services so much. We've invested in our services so much. You know, this is a specialty craft. And for someone to ask us, you know, or kind of like gawk at $50 an hour for a lesson, you know, which is super cheap. I mean, it's very disrespectful. I'm going to be completely honest, you know, or saying, you know, oh, you guys should play for free here. Like, what? Like, how dare you? Like, why would you expect us to like be your monkey puppets, right? Why would you expect me to be like your circus act for the people in your restaurant? I've spent and invested so much time into my craft, you know, for a parent or something like that, for their child. Oh, 50 an hour, you know, 60 an hour, 70 an hour, 100 an hour. Like, how, you're crazy charging that much. What? This is a specialty craft that literally transforms lives. And it should be way more than that, right? It should be way more than that. Anyway, I'm getting off topic a little bit, but I'm trying to develop the point that this music in general is just an amazing, amazing part of my life and your life if you're listening to this podcast and you followed me for a while. And it's so much more than just learning, you know, a two-hand C7 voicing or something, or learning an extension. Think about your journey. Think about your passion. I know all of you are frustrated, can be frustrated at times. I get frustrated as well with your progress, with your learning, with the amount of, with the unfun stuff that you need to practice in order to get better. But look at it as a gift. Like, you get to do this. You get to improve yourself. You know, and when you do, when you discipline yourself and you start to see amazing results, like I said, if we could bottle that and sell it, like, we'd be billionaires. That feeling is just, that's what we all strive for. That richness in our soul, that fulfillment is incredible. So anyway, I want to connect with you much more, and I'm going to be doing that through live sessions. I'm going to be sending the links out through email. And again, those podcasts, they're going to be live recorded podcasts. They'll be available on the podcast to listen to. And if you go to jazzpianoschool.com, you can obviously watch the live recorded videos of the lessons. And if you're a member, right, you're going to have much more than that as well. And if you want to become a member, obviously you'll have access to the full Success Path curriculum. Excuse me, our lab area and our specialty courses. If you want to purchase any of those are available for add-on. You don't have to be a member to purchase those. You can just purchase them standalone as is, and you'll have lifetime access to our specialty courses. The main course curriculum and the success path in the lab area are essentially the big kahunas that fit together to deliver jazz piano freedom and success to you. The specialty courses are more one-off. You know, they're not exactly, they don't really fit within the success path to building a complete jazz pianist, a professional jazz pianist. It's more fun specialty courses, right? So the Bill Evans arranging system. You don't need to learn how to play like Bill Evans to become a great jazz pianist, but that's a fun one-off course, right? How to crush the blues. You don't necessarily need to be an amazing, amazing blues player to be great at jazz piano, but it's a one-off fun specialty course. So again, those are the three areas inside of Jazz Piano School. And the other thing I'll be doing on the live lessons besides talking is just providing ways to go deeper and take next steps with Jazz Piano School. And you'll be able to ask me questions, right? Interact with me a little bit more. So it'll be a much more two-way street, right? Obviously, you can just listen to these podcasts, but you don't really get to interact with me at all. You don't get to ask me questions. The live podcast recordings, which again, they're going to be completely free. You'll be able to work with me. You'll be able to ask me questions. If you're thinking about becoming a member of Jazz Piano School, you'll be able to ask me questions about that. If you're thinking about purchasing a one-off course, you know, what's better for you, what's a right fit, all those different things, you'll be able to connect with me and get my recommendation for where you're at and what you should do. So that's how we're going to be changing. It's the content in the live podcast and things I'm going to be sending. Again, I'm going to be kind of changing things up. You may get some emails from me that are going to be educational just in an email, right? These days, it's so hard to watch videos, even watch the recording of the live podcast because we're doing so many things. What I've found is that some people that I've seen, I get these educational emails from people and all the education is just in the email. And I'm able to read that real quick and get some nuggets from it in like 5 to 10 minutes, right? When you wake up in the morning, you scroll through your email, maybe you're sitting, you know, at your desk, you know, it's so easy. You don't have to click on any links. You just read the emails, you get the education, boom. You're smarter, you're better, you're making progress. Your mind has been stimulated around jazz piano. Then you go home and you're like, oh, I'm gonna try that thing that Brennan sent, he wrote to me, right? Really quick, really easy, seamless, smooth way to get better at jazz piano without any resistance, right? Having to watch the video, get to certain things, listen to me blab away, which I like to do sometimes. So lots of things to look forward to in 2021. It's going to be a fantastic year, even amongst all the turmoil happening in our country right now. Music and the arts is always going to be there for us. And it's an amazing, amazing thing to have. So I can't thank all of you enough. I look forward to connecting with a lot of you. Definitely get onto the email list in order to be able to get access to the live podcast recordings and all the other education I'll be sending out completely free. And again, you'll get announcements about our promotions that we run for Jazz Piano School and, you know, all of the upcoming events, news as far as releases, updates to our site, so on, so forth, etc. Okay, just go to jazzpianoschool.com. At any of the bottom of the podcasts, you can sign up for the email newsletter. Okay, that will put you on that will give you access to the email list. Okay, hope you guys have a wonderful 2021. Thank you again so much for your support. Thank you always for your continued support. I would love if you rated the podcast 5 stars. It helps other people find the podcast. Honestly, I don't really care personally, but I care about other people. It's not a me thing. It's about an other thing. If I can encourage you to help other people, it's going to spread in the same way. You know, that person will encourage more people. That person will encourage people. So if you're about giving to others and you want to pay forward, go leave the podcast a 5-star rating, possibly a review, and that will help others find it. That will help others listen to it, tune into it, and they will get help as well. Okay? All right, guys and girls and everyone, that is it. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully I will see you on my first live podcast. I'm not really sure when it's going to be, Friday possibly. I'm recording this on Wednesday, January 13th, so possibly this Friday I think I might record the first one. I will see you there on the live stream, okay? All right, take care, talk to you soon, and as always, happy practicing.